Hello, and welcome to the Change From Within podcast. I'm your host, Mary Clavier, and this podcast is here to help you uncover your unique path to living your most aligned life. In today's episode, I want to talk about reflections and celebrations, since it is so close to the end of the year. I won't be dropping an episode in the last week of December. I decided that will be some time to have time off and not rush to get something out. And I figure you're probably going to be busy also with family and friends or holidays or all of the things. So this is going to be like the recap of everything. And also, I want it to be a time that can support you with looking and reflecting on this year and planting the seed, thinking a little bit about what your year ahead is going to look like. So I'm going to start with some lessons and reflections and celebrations, and then also provide some prompts for you so that if you choose to use them, you can maybe work through where you were earlier this year, where you are now, where you're going, all of those fun things. If you are a planner in any way, shape, or form, perhaps you will enjoy that. I like to reflect. So, okay, as you can tell, since I'm even doing this episode. All right, so first I wanted to start with some things that I learned this year. And I considered for myself 2023 to be a year of experimentation. I told myself at the beginning of the year, well, anyway, no one ever knows, you know, how it's going to go. But I told myself this is a year for me to experiment, to really explore more of what I like or don't like. I knew that I was considering other paths with brief transitions, the mesh underwear business. And I told myself, okay, I'm going to take this time and really explore and discover more about myself. So the year of experimentation, which going forward is probably, you know, every year is a year of experimentation. So maybe I'm going to pick a theme each year. That could be interesting. But in any case, I experimented a lot. I explored a lot of things. And in the end, I did end up closing brief transitions and starting to focus on consulting and coaching around leadership and team building, and also with small business owners and people that are really looking to make changes in their life. My thing is really around transformation and change. So that's the theme you'll see in all of this too. So what I learned from all of that, and when I was looking at all this experimenting and the inner work can be hard. It can be something that is not so comfortable in a way, because you're looking at the things that can really trigger you or bring up emotions or feelings that don't feel good. So I knew that before. It's not a new thing in a way, but at the same time, I was extra aware of it this year because I really wanted to be trying different things and I wanted to be more open. So it was really about looking at my patterns. What do I do to myself that keeps me stuck and keeps me small? And do I get into those patterns and thoughts of comparison, or do I overanalyze and doubt myself so much that it doesn't let me go anywhere? So that was something that I was really looking at this year. And as a mentor of mine says, whenever you're doing this kind of hard work, it's like, and you have some type of discovery, she said, yes, that's great. Keep going. And so that's what I did each time. Just keep going. It's like Nemo, you know, just keep swimming, Nemo and Dory. So that's my version of that. And so, yeah, I just, something that I'm reflecting on is that the inner work can really be hard, but what's on the other side of it is so powerful, because now it's so much easier for me to see and feel and understand and recognize so much faster when I am in one of those loops. When I am overthinking and saying, hey, you know, I don't know what I'm doing here. Oh, my whole business is crappy or whatever, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I have those doubts. And when I have them now, I can recognize and say, hey, what's going on here? And usually it's because I'm out of balance with something else and I haven't taken a break. I need a break. I need fresh air or something, you know? So all of those things, they're just part of it. They're just part of it. And I really tried to be a lot more honest with all of that this year. And it was hard and also very rewarding because I feel so much better for it. So that was a lesson and a realization. So I'd ask you, what are you looking at? Are you looking at that inner work and how are you working on it? How are you being real and honest with yourself so that you can change something in your life that you really want to change? Another lesson or realization, I don't know. I'm calling them lessons and realizations. Let's just go with that. Again, this one is also not new, but I'm just seeing it in a very different way. So time goes faster than you think. It really, really does. And so what I realized from all of that is that it's really important to be as present as possible. It's so, so important. And I've read books about this. I've listened to podcasts and I've even had people on the podcast, which actually the Easy Meditations episode with Elizabeth Gilbo earlier this year, that's one of my most popular podcast episodes. And we talk a lot about that type of stuff and being present and being aware of what's going on. And it's not something that is sit in a dark room for 30 minutes, right? So I really tried to practice and be present in each moment that I was in. So taking that time for myself and taking those walks, or if my daughter says, "Mommy, can you put on Taylor Swift and Let's Dance?" Okay, can I do that in that moment? I hope so. I don't want to miss those moments. And it really does go so much faster than you think. This was not in my head 5 minutes ago to say on this episode, but I did turn both my daughters into major Taylor Swift fans. They were already, but now they're really Swifties. Like they just walk around the house and they start singing parts of Taylor Swift songs. And we have a special playlist with their top songs, top favorites. Anyway, yeah, that's probably a win from this year. So yeah, taking time for yourself and time, it really does just go faster than you think. So what are those ways that you can be as present as possible and stop all the mind chatter? Now, I won't say my mind gets completely quiet, okay? I have not achieved that status, but that's okay. A lot of the times though, if I take a deeper breath than a normal breath, if I take a few of those in a row, I start to feel how much it impacts my body and how much I can calm my system, and it helps me to put things in perspective again more. So that's all part of that for me, being as present as possible. It can show up in a lot of different ways. Then another one for me is taking time for yourself. So I knew this already. Again, wow, there's a theme here. I'm not learning new things, but they are all things that I've definitely learned in deeper ways this year. So taking time for myself meant really focusing on, yeah, those periods of times where I was alone, where I could go for walks, or again, you know, I'll mention meditation or other. I got into body tapping and breath work, those types of exercises, things that were really for me, for my mind and body and spirit, and really taking the time to focus on those things. Because here's the thing, at the end of the day, the choices that you have are for yourself and how you spend your time. And for me personally, I wanted to change that. I wanted to explore that. I was very interested in, oh, hey, can this help my overall life? Can this help my overall being if I pay attention to these things and put some work and energy and effort into it? Yes, I say it's work because I'm doing a challenge right now, like a gratitude challenge, and it's for 21 days. And so there's different pieces to it that include the meditation and body tapping and all these things. But there are some nights I forget right before I'm going to bed. And I have to, the other night, I remembered right as I sat in my bed and I was so tired and I was like, yes, you can miss things. Okay, let's not, you know, but I didn't want to because I made this promise to myself and I always feel so much better after I do it. So I got out of bed and I did it. So that's why I say it can be work. It can be a commitment to do these types of things. But in the end, if it's really something you want to do, then do it. So that was another big thing, taking time for yourself, for me. And then this kind of ties into it, but the taking time for yourself can also mean around other things. So earlier this year, I went on a trip, a 2-week trip to Zimbabwe, and it was really incredible. I went with a group, but I didn't go with my family. It was partially work, partially vacation, and something I really wanted to do. So I talked to my husband about it. We worked it all out. But even though he was completely fine with it, I had so much guilt. I cannot even tell you. And usually, I mean, on this podcast or when I talk to friends and people in real life, most of you probably already know I'm pretty firm on that, of that you need to take time for yourself and don't feel guilty about it, especially if you're a mom and you have such busy days and all of these things. And I think a lot of times women in general put themselves last, and society also puts us last a lot of times. So it's something that I advocate a lot. And then I found myself in my own situation feeling so much guilt around it. And I said, why am I having so much guilt? And I really had to work through that. So I firmly believe in taking time for yourself. And then I also recognize that it can be very hard. It can feel very hard to do those types of things. But trust me when I say that you're better for it in the end, in so many ways, because it helps you as a person. You explore and learn and do different things as your own person. And then you come back to your time with your family and you show up better for them. You really do. So that's something that's so special and important to me. And another just realization that I had around observing and witnessing that guilt and then deciding to, of course, work through it and figure it out. So some of those things, they kind of never go away, but they show up in different ways, you know, is part of what I'm trying to say. All right. So those are the lessons and reflections that I wanted to cover. Now I wanted to share a few accomplishments, celebrations. And this part is really important because so often we just go through life checking off the boxes and, let's be honest, a lot of the time complaining about things that are not going right, because it's just so much easier to see those things, and negativity bias is real and it's super strong and it keeps us in a certain frame of mind. So it's really important to bring up celebrations and accomplishments as a way to recognize and train ourselves to believe and think in different ways. And that is by focusing on some of these things that are more positive in nature. All right. So my first one, it's a big one, and there's lessons in it and also celebrations in it. The closing of Brief Transitions, the mesh underwear business. This is something that took a lot for me to decide. And I actually saw a thing on LinkedIn the other day from Gary V, and he was talking about, he was asking someone, do you have the humility to recognize when things aren't working or they're out of alignment and you need to change something and do something different? And this was after I had already decided and starting to close down Brief Transitions. But it just made me realize and look at that whole situation in a different way and tell myself, hey, I'm proud of myself for recognizing and realizing that this is not a fit for where I am in this season of life, that I want to go a different direction. And I spoke a little bit about this on a podcast. I'm bad with timing, maybe last month. No, I guess when this is going live, a couple months ago, probably, where I announced that I was closing it and that I didn't want it to be a failure. And I certainly don't look at it as a failure. And also, I want to look at it as a celebration of a time. My goodness, I've learned so many things from that business. I can't even tell you. I wish I wrote them all down. I wrote down a lot, but still, endless lessons. And so I'm just celebrating that whole situation. I'm celebrating myself and the decision that I made, because really, as someone that does overthink and have doubt, it was something that was challenging for me to arrive at, but I'm happy that I did. And also just honoring it and all the women that have been impacted and that wore those underwear and that loved every minute of them. And it just brought them a tiny bit of comfort in a time that's very uncomfortable and all of those things. So that's something that I'm celebrating in the year of 2023. In terms of living abroad and living in France, I've made some strides again this year. So we met some new expat families. I hosted a few families over for brunch. It takes so much to build your network in a new place. And if you have moved, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about, especially when you have kids and they're used to being in one place where you have a lot of friends and family nearby. And now you move somewhere else where you don't have that same network. It takes a while to build the new network, and they really can feel that. So I put effort and time and energy into finding other families that had kids similar ages and that were relatively new to the area and that were open to meeting and making friends, because it's not easy to make friends in your 40s when everyone has their life already, especially when you live in an area where a lot of the people are very local and they've been here a long time. There's not as many opportunities. So we did meet new families, and it's been really fun and really rewarding. I also have some French mom friends that I go to dinner with, and it's really fun. And yes, the whole conversation is in French, and yes, I'm tired after, but what are you going to do? I live a little bit in the countryside, and that's just how it is. And so I saw a thing on Instagram a couple weeks ago, a newer woman that I started following that's also in the Lyon area, and she's American. And she posted a video about, yes, I live in France, and yes, I speak French because you have to live here. And I was like, oh, I feel that, because sometimes I do get asked that question, and it was really funny. Anyway, so my broken French gets me by. And yes, I have these French mom friends that I go out with. And then I also joined two workout classes that are in French. So I go to like a mixed cardio strength training type class once a week, and also a yoga class once a week. And another new friend in the area introduced me to those, and that's been really fun. So I'm building community. I know I've had some episodes about that this year too, but that's definitely a celebration for this year, because it also is just such a big part of my life and what we've been doing here. So, and then, of course, I have to say this one, of course, because it's almost a year of this podcast. Hooray! I should insert some kind of celebration music here. People cheering, feel free to clap. But in all seriousness, yeah, it's almost 1 year of the podcast. I can't believe that. I love it so much. If this year has shown me anything, it's that I love podcasting and I want to continue doing that. So I hope you continue to love listening to podcasts, and I hope you enjoy listening to this one so that it's beneficial for both of us. And really, it's been such a magical, fun, interesting, joyful experience to do this and to have you here listening and all of the things. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart. So that's a huge thing for me. And it's just about a year since the trailer, a little over a year since the trailer came out. And it was on the Apple list of Apple's top trailers, which is mind-blowing too. And I'm just so happy and proud and excited about all that has come from this and all that will continue to come from this. And it's just been so much fun. With all that, also, thank you for listening. So yeah, that's another thing that I'm celebrating this year. I just wanted to share a list and kind of put some things out there in the universe of things that I've learned, things that I'm celebrating, and hopefully they help you to reflect in your own life. So that's what I want to talk about next, is what can you do? Where can you ask yourself questions to look back and reflect on this year and identify some of your lessons? And also identify some celebrations, because it's really super, super important to have both. So some things that you might want to ask yourself or you might want to look into is take a few minutes to look back at where you were at the beginning of this year and think about, what were you going through? What was on your mind? What were your worries or doubts or your plans? What did you think this year was going to be all about for you? And then think about, where were you planning, or where did you want to end this year compared to where you are now? Sometimes it feels like we're incredibly off track. And another thing I've learned is that we're always exactly right, exactly perfectly where we're supposed to be for whatever the reason. And if it's a hard time, I hope that you will soon see a lesson from it so that it doesn't feel so hard. So think about all of those things and really, what did you do this year? What types of things did you accomplish? And it doesn't have to be, oh, you climbed a mountain or got this huge award or whatever. Small things and big things. Everything is something to celebrate in some way. So please be kind to yourself, I guess is what I'm saying with this too. Be kind to yourself and honor yourself and really look at those things that you did that were so great or things that you didn't expect, but okay, they got you through XYZ, those kinds of things. So then take a look at where you are now. And if you're really into planning and you want to keep going, you're feeling really good about it, you can also look at where you want to go for next year. But we can also do that in January because we can talk about goals. But in the meantime, yeah, looking at where you were at the start of this year, where you are now, what happened in between. And actually, the end of the year is also a time that I like to write a letter to myself. It doesn't have to be long, but I write something, I handwrite it and put it in an envelope, a reflection of myself, of where I am now, and maybe some thoughts on where I want to be next year. And I stick it in an envelope and I put my name and the date because otherwise I will not remember. And I stick it in a drawer and then I take a look at it the next year. So if you're feeling in a really reflective mood, you might do that. And you could also list your accomplishments there so that you have a memory of them. Because I know for me, if I don't write things down, it just leaves my head very quickly. And the older I get, it seems like it leaves faster and faster. So from my own personal experience. So yeah, that's what I'd like to leave you with today. So taking a look for yourself at your lessons, at your celebrations, and giving yourself a pat on the back because there's a lot going on in this world. There's a lot going on in each and every single person's life, you included, wherever you are listening. And really, I love you so much. So thank you for listening. And I really, really appreciate that you are here with this podcast and supporting me in this way. Each and every single person, download, everything, rating, review, all of those things. So if you would like to, if you feel called to share in some way, the best way that you can support me in this podcast is by sharing an episode with a friend or a family member, leaving a rating and review, especially if you have Apple Podcasts. What else can you do? I don't know. Oh, follow and subscribe and all of those things. I'm like, I'm not really doing a good job for myself of promoting this podcast. But yeah, all of those things. The best thing, the thing that is helpful to me the most is if you share in some way, because that's what really spreads the word. And that's what can just help get this podcast to more of the people that need to hear it so that it can help them. So even if you have a friend that you were talking to about end of the year reflections, perhaps send this episode over to them. I love you so much. Again, I will always tell you that. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of the year as this time period closes and we open the doors to a new year. And I'm so, so grateful for you. So thanks for listening and I'll talk to you next year. So thanks again. Happy New Year.